Let's stand. I will read one verse to you. I won't keep you standing too long. Jude 1:22. Jude. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Would you read it with me? And of some having compassion, making a difference. Lord, I come before you today. I'm glad that you made a difference in everybody's life today. You closed in the gap. You said, I look for somebody to fill in the gap, and there was none. And you put a bridge over troubled waters that we may cross over onto the other side. You made a difference in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Making a difference. And some, can I tell you, not everybody has compassion. There's some hard-hearted people that can claim to be Christians. Some have compassion. It didn't say all, it said, and some have compassion. But it went on to say, making a difference. And I'm here to tell you, compassion always makes a difference. Compassion means to be compelled with your passion. And it makes a difference. It's a compelling desire to help. Compassion is more than pity. Right? It's more than just, oh, I feel sorry for them. Compassion, you read the definition, it means to a strong urge to help. What was the difference between the priest and the Levite and the Samaritan? What was it? Compassion. And it made the difference. Whereas the Levite and the priest, you would have thought those were the two that ought to have compassion. But they didn't. Passed on the other side, looked upon him. This man tended to him and helped him, and it made a difference. It made a difference. This man, he said, look, you ride, I walk. Here, I have some oil. He got to the innkeeper, here, I have some money. And if that's not enough, when I return, I'm telling you, compassion makes a difference. And today I realize that, you know, we have to operate within our own limits and so forth. And sometimes you can have compassion and there's not a thing you can do. Other than say, brother, I'm praying for you. I appreciate it. I'm praying for you. But there are sometimes you could do something and you don't do it. And I'm afraid the Lord holds us accountable when we don't help when we could. Anybody want to say amen to that? And so I realize that sometimes, you know, you give a little, and together it makes a difference. But what I try to do personally in my life is when I help somebody, I want it to make a difference. I don't want to slip you $10 and you need $1,000 if I got $1,000. Appease my conscience is all that does, and not very well. But if it makes a difference, Lord, don't you want to make a difference in somebody's life? Sure you do. Hallelujah. Paul said that the church, when it acts like a body, it said one's abundance becomes the supply, if you will, of another one's need so that there is no lack. Amen. And sometimes this word different, let me look at this. This word different, we use that in kind of a strange way. Oh, he's different. She's different. What about them? Oh, they're different. Yeah, they're different. But do you know different draws people together? Yeah, I'm going to preach this morning. Have you ever noticed that when you find somebody, boy, he's different, and when they finally get married, she's different too? They're both different because their differences is what drew them together. Oh, Lord. They're different, but they're alike. And let me show you how important differences are in the world. We talked this morning in a class I taught, and I'm going to rehearse a little bit of it this morning with you. In the beginning, God created the animal kingdom, right? He created all these animals after their own kind. He had the birds and the squirrels and the deers and the giraffes and all of these things, the beast of the field and all the creeping things and so forth. And inside of all of these categories, even if it's a duck, OK, Okay? You think about ducks. Birds of the feather do what now, Michelle? They flock together. They were teaching them this morning. Yes, she got that right. They stay together so that if you see, you know, it's not just ducks. Well, what kind of ducks? You know, in that hunter's manual, it says you can kill three of these and two of those. Well, you better know the difference. You better know, no. Well, it had a bill. It had webbed feet. No, they're categorized by their differences and not by their similarities. And so are you. And so are you. Hallelujah. And it is their differences that draws them together so that you see mallard ducks flying with mallard ducks. They don't fly with snow geese.